Kevin Magnussen, that was pretty action-packed final race of the weekend here at Donington Park. You've ended it on top, so a good way to end things here.
Yeah, I didn't find it so eventful, to be honest. It was very tricky, and it took a lot of concentration. It was all about not making mistakes. So I'm really happy to bring it home.
I mean, there was a little bit of a clash with Felipe while you were dicing for position early on. I mean, just exactly what happened there?
I don't know. I'll have to look into that with Felipe and the engineers.
I mean, once you got ahead, how easy was it to pull away? Because obviously you had a clear track in front of you while your rivals behind had a lot of spray to deal with.
Yeah, it helps a lot that visibility is clear. So I just had to push hard in the first couple of laps and build up a good gap so you can calm down and try and be consistent and not do any mistake.
And how important is that for you for the championship? Because you're one of the drivers fighting for second place and there's now only three races left this season. Is that, you know, the result that you really needed to try and get that second place?
Yeah, obviously we're going to try and get the best of the rest of the season, you know. I've lost the championship now for Felipe, he's won the championship, and so we'll just have to try and get every little result out of the championship that we can get, and I think that is to get most race wins and to get second in the championship. But for me, I'd rather have more wins than to finish second in the championship, so I can still push hard, and I don't need to worry too much, I think.
Pippo Durrani, second place here at Donington Park in the final race of the weekend. Your best result so far in British F3, and enough to get you the Sunoco Driver of the Weekend as well. You must be delighted.
I'm really happy. I can't explain this feeling. We've been working on it since the beginning of the year to have this result, and now it's here. Now it's just me and the team. I think we can't believe that we made it, and now just keep working for Silverstone because there's still three more races to go, and we want to be there on top.
In terms of the conditions on track, they obviously got worse as the race started, and then, you know, the rain eased off again towards the end. But were those some of the most difficult conditions you faced this season?
I think yes, because it's really difficult to, when you know you're on top and you can't make any mistakes. You know, when you're in the back, you can try to make a risk, and if you crash, it's not a problem. You know, but now I had to be really careful when I was behind Harvey, because I could see anything with the water in my visor. So I think that time was the most difficult race part in this year. That's why I went really careful, and thanks God we're here.
So you must have been quite relieved when Jack ran into problems then, and that gave you some free air in front of you for the final few laps.
I overtook him. He didn't have any problem. At least with me, I don't know with Rupert. I overtook him in corner three in the inside. But for me it was really good, because after I could, the visibility was a lot better than before, you know, when I was behind him, so I could push, and in the end I was catching Kevin.
Rupert, congratulations, final race of the weekend, and you're on the podium, but I mean that was a far from easy one for you.
Yeah, it was really challenging. Obviously when it rained like that, I chose really, really scrub wets, because I thought it was going to dry, I thought it was just a shower, but then it really, really became a lot heavier during the race, so I had a lot of pace when it was dry, but it was sort of semi-wet, but when it was really wet, I really didn't have so much grip, you know. But yeah, obviously, I went off as well. I think when I was in second place, I went off, dropped back to fifth or fourth. Cheers. And then, then I just had to focus on making no more mistakes, which I didn't, other people did, and I was able to finish third.
I mean, it's a strong finish to what's been a pretty good weekend for you all round.
Yeah, pole position and the race win, and follow it up with another podium today is really good.